Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help businesses? I'm really interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, I love the casual vibe. So how can I help you explore our voice AI capabilities today? Anything specific you're curious about?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Hey, Mary from Dasha. Haha, small world, right? I do know Dasha.ai is well regarded for creating really natural, human-like voice AI conversations. Vector Solutions sounds familiar too. So what kind of projects or features are you most interested in exploring with us today?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai, a client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects naturally and efficiently without sounding robotic. So I'm curious, how does your AI handle those human nuances to boost engagement and conversions?
Tell me more about how sounding robotic has been a challenge for you.
Sure thing. When AI sounds robotic, it can turn people off quickly. Like, who wants to talk to a monotone machine, right? It kills trust and makes conversations feel forced. So we focus on natural intonation, pauses, and even a bit of humor to keep things engaging. How does your AI tackle that?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. In 12 months, I'd imagine your AI service would be seamlessly handling a huge chunk of lead calls. Conversations that feel so natural, prospects don't even realize they're talking to AI. That means more qualified leads, higher conversion rates, and a real boost in revenue. Plus, your team gets to focus on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. How close am I?
What do you mean by seamless handling of lead calls, and why is that important to you?
Great question. By seamless handling, I mean the AI can manage calls smoothly from start to finish, understanding the prospect, answering questions naturally, and guiding the conversation without awkward pauses or glitches. It's important because it creates a positive experience that builds trust and keeps prospects engaged, which ultimately leads to more successful lead conversions. Does that align with what you're aiming for?
Tell me more about how creating a positive experience that builds trust is a priority for you.
Absolutely. Building trust is the foundation of any successful sales conversation. If prospects feel heard and understood, they're way more likely to open up and consider your offer seriously. A positive experience means the AI sounds empathetic, responsive, and human, not just a script-reading robot. That kind of connection can turn a maybe into a yes, which is gold for revenue growth. How do you ensure your AI builds that trust?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a big challenge is scaling personalized conversations without burning out the sales team. Also, keeping the AI flexible enough to handle different customer moods and questions can be tricky. Oh, and making sure the AI sounds genuinely human, not scripted, is always top of mind. What about you? What constraints do you see in your AI service?
What are all the ways scaling personalized conversations and keeping AI flexible are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Scaling personalized conversations means juggling a lot of unique customer needs without losing that human touch. If it feels generic, prospects tune out. Keeping AI flexible is key to handling unexpected questions or emotions, so conversations don't stall or feel robotic. When these aren't nailed, it can slow lead flow and frustrate both customers and sales teams. How does your AI help solve these issues?
Can you go a bit deeper on how a slow lead flow and frustrated teams impact your business?
Absolutely. Slow lead flow means fewer opportunities to close deals, which directly hits revenue targets. Ouch, right? Frustrated sales teams can lead to burnout, lower morale, and higher turnover, which disrupts momentum and costs time and money to fix. Plus, unhappy teams might not deliver their best, affecting customer experience. So keeping leads flowing and teams motivated is crucial. How does your AI support team morale and efficiency?
Wow. It sounds like slow lead flow and team burnout are really holding you back, and I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Oh, I appreciate the offer, but I'm actually here to explore your AI capabilities and help you understand how Dasha AI can support businesses like yours. I don't schedule demos myself, but if you want, I can share the best way to get in touch with our team for that. By the way, have you had a chance to sign up and try our platform yet? It's a great way to see the magic for